Let us bow our heads as we begin. Lord Jesus, we're thrilled that you have so much interest in us, that you take the time to actually come down and meet with us. And in this moment, we invite your special presence, Lord, that only your words, only your message, only what the Holy Spirit would have said be said today, that we may see what your plan is for us and we may capture the vision and the great calling that you have for us in these last days, these last months of Earth's history. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. How would you like to see your church? If some of you traveled around the world, aren't you proud when you go to some place and they tell you there's 100 churches in this big city? Or, oh, I know, they tell you. I know the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I was in Brazil recently, and the customs officer came to the airplane. I landed in North Brazil on my way to Bolivia. She checked the entire airplane and then came back to do the office. She goes, I saw the word Adventist. It said Adventist Medical Aviation on the side of the airplane. And she said in Portuguese, are you an Adventist? I said, yes, I am. I'm an Adventist pastor, pilot, nurse. She said, oh, that's wonderful. I spent my primary, my secondary education in an Adventist school. My buttons almost popped off. I was proud of my church for having such good education. And Brazil has a lot of it, a lot of good schools. And they're well known for their education. This is an educational community. Andrews University is also well known. Are you proud of hospitals, institutions that are serving the people? When you go in and you say, well, you know, my children were all born at the Adventist hospital. And they have the best doctors, the most caring nurses. I will always go there. I'm a Catholic, but that's where I will always go for my medical care. I appreciate hearing that. And as I look at what God wants for his church, I realize it's always been his dream to make his people the head and not the tail. Isn't it? Is that what he wanted for Israel of old? To hold him up before the whole world and say, this is what I mean when I say my people. And yet, as I compare the great commission of reaching the entire world, when I compare how difficult a task that is, page 78 of Christian Service, my little handbook, my favorite little book, sound an alarm throughout the length and breadth of the earth. Tell the people the day of the Lord is near and hasteth greatly. Let none be left unwarned. How much is that going to cost? Has everybody in Benton Harbor heard it yet? Surely Benton Harbor. I mean, it's right here next to Mecca. Some of you are shaking your heads. Not everybody yet? What about Chicago? What about North America with all our resources, the richest division in the entire world? Do you think we're further ahead today than we were 50 years ago? Or would you say there's more people unchurched today than ever before? I was in Lima, Peru the other day, talking to the union president. And he and I were both departmentals together for the union some years ago. And we were just talking about the numbers. Now, Peru is one of the most rapidly growing unions in South American division. They're doing a great job. Churches multiplying, small groups everywhere. Talk about commitment, talk about vision. Peru has it. And so I asked him, I said, Melchor, when I left Peru 10 years ago, and you and I were working here, there were so many people in Lima that were left to reach. What about today? He said, David, we have millions more today to reach than we had 10 years ago. Even if you're doing everything right, we can coin a new term. The farther we go, the behinder we get. Are you understanding the scenario? Would you agree with that? It's not a criticism, it's a fact.